we all know that college is a place of networking. It's a place of meeting new people, embracing new backgrounds, cultures. You see people from all walks of life in one institution. And so we embrace that. But what I also want you to embrace is knowing when to become unavailable. You can't be everything to everyone, and you can't be everywhere with everyone. There are times where you have to isolate yourself, even from people you admire, people that you've known a long time, people that you love, just to get it done. You gotta get it done, okay? Unavailability from two different angles, okay? First is from your angle as the individual. You have to know when your time is valuable. You have to know when somebody is not adding value to your time. People make us feel good. They help build our self-esteem. But at the same time, you have to know that if I'm around these people for too long, I will not get work done. Okay? I love my friends. Had friends for a long time in college. Some of them, you know, still my friends to this day. But there was an understanding that I had that they're not taking this course like I'm taking it. So I can't expect them to understand that when my schedule doesn't allow it, it doesn't allow us, you know, it doesn't allow us to meet up and have lunch all the time like we used to. You know, course loads are different. Also, in that same aspect, even when it was a class that we did take together, the way you understood it is different from the way I understood it. So we may study together, but I also needed to study apart from you just to understand it my way. There were plenty of courses where you can look at a friend of yours like, wait, you made an A in that? Man, I'm struggling to get a C. We just understand it differently. So as much as I can use you as a sponge and say, hey, tell me what you know about this class, tell me what you learned, I also have to take my time and my energy and my knowledge by myself and become unavailable. Also, there's a balance between, hey, having your head in a book all the time and actually having some free time. But just because you have free time, that doesn't mean you need to fill it up with stuff. Sometimes your free time needs to stay free. Sometimes it needs to stay free. It's a reason why you needed that mental, emotional, physical break from what your course load was requiring you to do. So keep it free. If you do nothing but lay around, if you do nothing but watch your favorite movie, you go to the gym, you do something that's going to give you peace. But sometimes you have to do that by yourself and become unavailable. You can't be available all the time. That's just for you. Now, from a friend standpoint, you need friends who respect your unavailability and expect you to become unavailable. You need friends that's going to say, you know what? I know this semester is going to be rough, so if I don't see you, I don't see you. When I was in clinical education for my major, 7 weeks out of a 15-week semester, we would be in clinical education. My friends knew, hey, clinical starting in this month, it's going to last through this month. Hey, I was unavailable. We wasn't hanging out on the weekends. I was either working or sleeping. We wasn't going to lunch all the time. I was either in clinical, working or sleeping, you know, or studying. It was just that time was necessary. So you need friends who respect that and don't feel any bad vibes or any qualms about you not being available to them. Because 9 times out of 10, if they have their own plate, they're going to be unavailable to you just the same. So why would they get mad at you when they're going to be unavailable for the same reasons, either work-related, school-related, personal-related? So you need friends who mutually respect between the two of you. Your time is your time. Their time is their time. If it merges together, great. But if it doesn't, all love and respect. And you also need friends who's going to hold you accountable for when you're not doing right. Whether it's a best friend, homegirl, homeboy, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. There have been plenty of people in my college days who looked at me like, you know you wasn't studying. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go study. But I want to hang out with you. Nah, you can't hang out with me because you really need to study that. It's like, wow, the maturity level of your friends say a lot. The maturity of you and in choosing your friends say a lot. Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody doesn't go to college. Everybody is not taking your course load. So it's not about, oh, I need to hang around only college people. No. I need to distance myself from those who are not on my level. No, that's not it. Regardless of your level of education, your work schedule, money status, any of that, it's about saying at this particular time, I need to be unavailable. I need to be not seen or heard. I just need to go off, find my little corner of the library, corner of my room, somewhere, and process me. I'm the only one that's got to take this exam. I'm the only one that's got to sit in this classroom and understand these lecture notes. So I got to understand me long enough so I can understand that material. The right friends, the right associates, the right people will understand that. If you don't make every meeting, if you don't make every event, there were so many events on campus that I did not go to because of a work schedule or a school schedule. I just couldn't make it, and I had no regrets about it, and nobody ever said anything to me about it, because they understood. If I don't see you, I don't see you. So stop making yourself available to everyone for everything. It doesn't fare well, because if you're making yourself available to everything, to everyone, you're going to be mentally and physically exhausted. You might still accomplish the goal. You still might accomplish the degree program or the major program, but in the end of it, you're going to be mentally and physically exhausted. Give yourself time to just be you by yourself. Embrace being alone. Nobody says you have to be lonely, but just embrace being alone, being unavailable. You can't give everything your time. I remember telling friends and even people in relationships, the most expendable part of one's life is the people in it. You can't change the school curriculum. That's the major you chose. That's the school you went to. If you live at home with your family, if your family's supporting you, they're going to always be your family. And so they're not as expendable as the friends and the relationships you have. So if somebody got to get cut out the picture, it can't be my job. It can't be my school. It can't be my family. Who's left? See what I'm saying? Certain parts. And in some cases, some family might have to get cut off. Just for a little while. Like, hey, you know what? I can't worry about that right now. I can't worry about their issues. I can't worry about that situation because I'm in a situation. So it is what it is. Just remember, you're there for a purpose. That purpose is to get your education and to be done with it. You know, embrace the time that you're there. Enjoy the time that you're there. But know that your time is your time. Your task is your task. So when necessary, be unavailable. All right? Hope that little tip helps. Flip the coin over. Hey, thank you again for tuning in and listening to Flip the Coin Over Education Edition. I hope that has helped you in some way. Feel free to share with others. Also, check out my new Instagram page for Flip the Coin Over at Flip the Coin Over. Also on Twitter at Flip the Coin Over. You can find out more about me, T.A. Acker, by visiting my website, www.taacker.com. Check me out on Facebook, T.A. Acker LLC, or on Instagram at T.A. Acker. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.